So, Brian, how can my real estate photography business grow and stay on the cutting edge?
You need to start using HDPhotoHub.com. All you do is upload your photos and your clients get a property website, social media flyers, and videos all automatically.
That sounds pretty good. So how do I get started?
Well, it's pretty easy, Rich. All you do is register at HDPhotoHub.com. If you use the referral code SHOOTINGSPACES, you get your first property marketing kit absolutely free.
Free?
I did say free.
Okay.
HD Photo Hub is where great photos become a powerful marketing kit. Again, that's HDPhotoHub.com.
This is Shooting Spaces with Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Hello and welcome to Shooting Spaces. Thanks for listening. Rich, what's going on with you? How is it in sunny California?
It is sunny, hot, and hot. It's hot, hot. But work has been really busy. It's been great. And got some really interesting projects going on in the middle of wedding season. So that's always fun. And I mean that seriously. But it's all good. It's all good. You keep them busy out there in New York?
Yeah, same thing. It's hot, humid, New York City humidity. You know, we have our days of rain, but it's humid out here. And, you know, I've been shooting a lot in Manhattan. So I'm, you know, trekking around in the hot New York City subway with all my gear. It's been fun.
Good, good. Yeah, that's a, I'd like to see a video just on you trekking through the system. The tunnels and
I should have done one today. Today it was there was torrential downpours and I took a train into the city with my gear and I literally got into the subway soaking wet. My gear was soaking wet. It was a fun day.
But nothing got hurt. Nothing got damaged.
No. Yeah, I have a good think tank case and it protects everything pretty well. So all was good.
Awesome.
I saw picture you posted the other day. It was pretty neat.
Yeah, man. We have a normal venue we shoot at, beautiful winery, but they changed the dance floor around, so we had a little bit of shifting to do, but I was really happy with the outcome. And the Sony is rocking the weddings, man. I'm absolutely thrilled to death with this. Never had anywhere close the number of keepers and the sharpness of the images, and still figuring it out, but really pleasantly pleased. Oh, and I'm using the my Evolve, the you could AD200s or Evolve 200s. I use them now as my my lights for the receptions and for everything now at the weddings. And I love them. They're fantastic. Just compact. And I like them better for weddings than I do for real estate or anything else. So really happy.
Awesome. So let's get to it and introduce our first guest as it looks like he's taking pictures for his Instagram story.
Yeah, I was posting a story here, so let me tell you.
Anyhow, I would like to welcome Jordan Powers, who's a repeat guest. And we decided to have Jordan on for a particular reason, which we'll get into. But nevertheless, Jordan, thanks for coming on. Welcome. And, you know, it's been a couple of months since we spoke last. So why don't you just remind everyone where they can find you?
Yeah, I guess today we're going to be talking about real estate photography. So if you want to find everything that I'm going to be talking about, it's mnhometours.com, which is short for Minnesota. So mnhometours.com.
Yeah, I think speaking of Minnesota, the last time we spoke was in the heart of the winter there. So it's, I guess things have turned around a little bit.
Yeah. It's, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s, depending on the day. And it's like gnats are insane this year. You can't go outside without getting swarmed by gnats. You literally have like a helmet of gnats around you. It's horrible, miserable shooting conditions this year in terms of outdoors. But
does that affect your twilights or your shooting outdoors like rain would?
Oh, well, yeah. So I it must have been a week or two ago. I had a twilight and I posted an Instagram story. Like I had to sit in my car. I'll put the tripod on top of my car, and I'll just climb up on a ladder or whatever and make the adjustments I need. But in this case, I had to grab a light pole or a light stand, a 12-foot light stand. I put it up there, sat in my car, and I just had to keep on doing single exposures because I couldn't light up the house because I couldn't stand outside. And it probably took like 40 images. They were crawling over my lens. It was horrible. and I have one to do tonight after this interview. So I'm not sure I'm not sure what they're going to be like tonight, but we'll see.
Carry off in your camera case?
Well, off doesn't really do anything as far as I know. There's some, I mean, in terms of gnats, you know, I mean, it'll help with mosquitoes, but we don't even have mosquitoes yet. It's the gnats. So enough of the gnat talk.
We had them during the wedding and we were shooting backlight and I looked at the pictures and it has its own kind of a beauty, but man, they were everywhere.
Yeah. Yep. So we've got gnats and we've got the cottonwood trees shedding. So we've got stuff flying all over the place.
Sounds good.
All right. So let's get into it because we have a lot to talk about. So the reason we brought you on or just to let everyone know is it must be a couple of weeks now at this point, or maybe even a month or two. We had an Ask the Guys question about tiered pricing. And at that point, Rich and I answered it the best we could to our abilities. But we did state at the time that neither of us do or have a tiered pricing model for our businesses. And we did say at the time, you know, if we can, let's try to get somebody that has a tiered pricing model on. And in speaking to Jordan and now knowing you for quite a while, I know that you have a tiered pricing model. So we figured why not have you come on and speak about it to basically hopefully enlighten some people who have been considering it. And, you know, even though I don't do it, I know there are pros and cons to it. But just give us, I guess, a little bit about your model and let people at that point obviously draw their own conclusions. But I know Rich and I felt that we didn't answer that question adequately enough just because we don't do it in our own businesses. So we brought Jordan on so he can try to, I guess, fill in those questions and explain what he does and why it works for him and go from there. So I guess, you know, before we get into the specifics, just you want to tell us a little bit about your model and how you do it? I know because you have like two different models. You have tier price, or are you just strictly tier pricing at this point? Because I know you also have like a square footage involved in that. So, you know, and I was going through your website a little earlier just to kind of make sense of it. And there's a lot of info there. So,
I'll start kind of where I started from was tiered pricing. And the reason I started doing tiered pricing, that's basically in increments of, when I originally started in 2011, it was 3,000 square feet. So for every 3,000 square feet, it was X price, depending on where I went. And the reason I did that was because I came from the wedding world. And in the wedding world, at least in the circles that I ran with, we did tiered pricing and you did packages. So I was like, oh, tiered, you know, it makes sense. Now, when I started this, I wasn't really familiar with the business of real estate photography. I had found photographyforrealestate.net, the website, and looked at it a few times, but I was, you know, I was basing a lot of what I was doing off of my wedding and portrait business. So tiered pricing felt comfortable for me. And the original reason I thought that is because of the amount of time it would take me to shoot a house. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't really thinking anything beyond that. This is 2011. I was thinking it's going to take me this long to shoot a house up to 3,000 square feet, up to 6,000 square feet. It's going to take me this long, et cetera. So I think for the first two or three years, I did this 3,000 square foot increment. And all I offered was photography. Okay. So it was just photography, 3,000 square feet increments. And then when I started getting busier and I started offering video and I wanted to give people an incentive to start using video, I switched to 2,000 square foot increments and included video into my work. So it was basically you can pay up to 2,000 square feet as this price, add a video for this price, like $100 more or whatever it was at the time. Actually, it was like $200 more. It was pretty expensive. But I wanted to lower the range, the square foot increments, so that there was just more of a less of a barrier to entry. Okay, are you guys following me so far?
Yeah.
Okay. Fast forward to probably 2 years after that, in talking with the agents that I was working with, a lot of them were only hiring me occasionally because they were essentially like, "Look, if I have a 1,900 square foot house." Or I'm sorry, if I have a 2,100 square foot house, I'm paying X amount. I'm paying, you know, like $40 or $50 more just for that 100 square feet. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I can see that. And, you know, that was causing people to you know, not want to hire me for certain listings because of that. So what I did was I switched it to 500 square foot increments. So yeah, so I literally printed out a cheat sheet that I carried around with me, because every time people would ask me how much a shoot was, I'd have to pull out my cheat sheet and reference it. So it was getting really complicated fast, right? So I was doing video, I was doing photos, I was doing these all in 500 square foot increments, and I couldn't keep track of it anymore. And finally, I switched to an online ordering system where I no longer had to remember my pricing, and people could see everything that I offered at a glance, and they could see all of the things that I offer, all of the different services I offer, as well as the pricing. And I could go in and change the pricing anytime I wanted to. And it was just easy. So that's my backstory as to how I got into tiered pricing. And I can talk, it might be easier if we do like a back and forth Q&A, like you guys ask me more clarifying questions, but, cause I'll ramble forever otherwise.
Sure. But I was also under the impression, and correct me if I'm wrong, maybe this is something you plan on doing in the future, but you also have different price points for different photographers.
Yep.
And the reason I'm referencing back to that, because I think that was the basis of the Ask the Guys question we received, whereas do you charge, you know, more of a premium for you to come out and less for one of your guys? So yeah. I don't know how that intertwines with your square footage model.
I probably should have re-listened to the Ask the Guys question, because I thought it was maybe a little bit of both, but I thought the question was just more based on tiered pricing in general. And when I think of tiered pricing, I think of you can charge per image or by square footage.
Okay.
And that's how I heard the question. Sure. But at the same time, to your point, yes, I do offer that. So, and I'll get into that, but I kind of want to just tee up what led, you know, where I'm at this point and where it came from. But
all right. So, I mean, I guess there's no wrong answer to what is tiered pricing for that matter.
Yep.
You know, I used to, when I started, and I've said this before, I used to charge by square footage, and now I charge, it's essentially per image, but it's a flat rate for a 20 image package. But the reason I ended up switching was for a little bit of a different reason was, you know, the MLS here on Long Island is only 20 images, which is a little antiquated at this point, but whatever, that's in a conversation for another time. So what I felt, especially with the size of the homes I was doing, and when I got into the home, you know, my average home is 4,000 square feet or over, I was delivering 40, 50 pictures to these clients, charging them accordingly, and they can only use 20 of them. So I started getting a lot of complaints from agents that, you know, I'm paying a ton, but I can only use 20 of these images, and I have 30 pictures left over that I really can't do anything with. So, you know, can you offer me a lower package where you just shoot the 20? And that's how I came up with that 20 image package, which is what I can call to a client an MLS package. It's enough images to get your listing on MLS, which I'm going to keep for now until MLS out here changes their rules. Mm-hmm. So that was the basis of me changing what I do. And for me, it's been great because, you know, I charge the same whether I do a 2,000 square foot house or an 8,000 square foot house. And I know I'm going in and I know exactly how long it's going to take me, no matter how big the house, because, and I can change my schedule accordingly, because I know I'm only giving 20 images, unless I do offer them the option of adding 10 extra images to that to make it a 30 image package. But I know I'm shooting either 20 or 30, and I know I'm, by the time I get to the house, I'm out within an hour and a half. So I'm able to kind of, you know, move along my schedule accordingly. Whereas, you know, on an 8,000 square foot house, sometimes I'd spend half a day to three quarters of a day there. And they wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't be able to do anything with that. So that's how I got to my price point. Now I know, Rich, you had something similar. It used to be by square footage, but you switched over recently. Is that correct?
Yeah, I have, and I'm like in limbo right now. I'm in transition, and
I feel like we're always in limbo as business owners, though.
Well, I don't want to be, and I really, you know, Matthew, I got to say, I can feel for you when it comes to
Jordan.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Jordan, when it comes to having to get a cheat sheet out and it gets too complicated, people don't like that. I can't imagine somebody really wanting tiers because it just doesn't, a lot of people won't understand it.
So I totally get you.
I'm now, my new clients and some of my older clients that I found were not, I think that I was just too expensive for them. I thought I could make it easier. So I offered per image, and then I've been doing a 15 image package, 25 and 35. And what I'm going to do, though, is I had a couple of weeks ago, I had a 10,000 square foot house, and it just was, it was insane to me to be charging what I charged, where it was, you know, $3.5 million. It was just like, I can't do this. So I'm coming up with, and I haven't come up with a number yet, but somewhere in between up to 4,000 square feet, it might be up to 4,500, or it might be up to 5,000 square feet, that it will be, that's a quote, because I cannot charge the same for a 10,000 square foot house doing 35 photos. It's just not working in my life. So I've got to figure it out, and I'm in the middle of it, and it seems to be working okay, and people are happy, but I just have to really find my stride. So we'll see how that goes.
So let me back up just a second. So I want to first say that I don't think there's a right or wrong way to do any of this. I think it's a matter of preference. It's a matter of what you're used to. It's a matter of, excuse me, what others are doing in your market. It's a matter of, you know, what you've kind of trained your clients to do over time. So I don't think there's a right answer. I can say this, like, so for me, it did get complicated. It got very complicated and it wasn't working. That's when I implemented the ordering system. So for me, I don't take phone calls. I don't take orders over text message, email, or phone calls. They have to go to my website and schedule. So it's just like if you go and order a pizza online, anything else, it's, they go there, you see all the options that are available to you. That gives them kind of, I don't have to upsell them. They have everything right in front of their face. They can make the decisions that they want to make at that point. They can see the difference in pricing, and they can see also the different levels of value that I offer. And this is where I'm going to kind of talk a little bit about what Brian was hinting at earlier. So this year, I actually did not shoot flash very often last year. Prior to this year, I didn't shoot flash very often. It wasn't because I'm a natural light shooter who doesn't know how to use flash. I cared more about getting the listing done as fast as possible and getting the photos back. So I shot mostly single exposure. I would do shoot bracketed, so occasionally I would do HDR, but shooting with the Sonys, you can pretty much get single exposure, as you showed us with your Twilights, Rich. But for the most part, that's all I was offering. It was just photography, single exposure, whatever, and video. That's all I was offering. This year, I'm offering basically everything because I switched my model up to be more of helping them as a marketing partner instead of just a photographer, okay? So context, if you look at my website, you'd have a little bit more context as to what I'm doing here. Like when you go to my website, you don't even see pictures of houses. It's a picture of me taking a photo of a house or something like that. But my whole business model is around giving them marketing materials and saving them time, right? So I measure homes now if I need to. I'll do floor plans. I'll do video. I'll do different levels of photography. Now, this is where I'll get into the point, what you were just kind of hinting at a little bit too, Rich, like shooting a 10,000 square foot house, it's going to kill you eventually. And this might be the one thing that we haven't really talked about, or that nobody, I don't see anybody else talking about, and the differentiator between tiered pricing and per photo pricing. That's that the way I look at it, a 5,000 square foot house is much more valuable to an agent than a 2,000 square foot house. Therefore, my photos are going to potentially lead them to earning more money. It's a value-based system. So, and that, obviously there's exceptions to the rule, like a lake home is, you know, a 2,000 square foot lake home is going to be, you know, 2 or 3 times more expensive than a regular suburban home, you know, split level. But more often than not, the larger the home, the more valuable it is to the agent. Okay. So I'm going to collect more money based on, one, I'm going to be shooting more. It's going to take more work. Two, it's going to bring them more money after, you know, these photos potentially help lead them to a sale. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, but how do you tell in a situation like that, how do you tell the same agent who wants to shoot, wants you to shoot one day a 2,000 square foot, you know, home with lake views, and then the next day, you know, a 2,000 square foot home in the projects that, that cost a quarter of the amount of money?
They're paying the same amount. They're paying the same amount for those. And in any case, I'm missing out by shooting the lake home on money. You know what I mean? So
something's got to give, and it usually just kind of, you got to take the average, you know, find out some you're going to win, some you're going to lose, unless you come up with this tiered package or something.
Yeah, and the truth is, and maybe it's just because where I'm at. And that's another thing too. Every part of the country is completely different. I'm in Minnesota.
True.
Did you guys ever watch Little House on the Prairie? That's where I live. Okay. Like I literally live in the big city that they went to go visit. So like, I don't really have a bad area where I'm at. So, when somebody crosses, like jaywalks, it's in the newspaper. we have a very like nice, I live in a very nice town. I'm very fortunate. We do have areas that are pretty run down. We've got a lot of rural areas. So I'm like a good example. I just shot a 2,500 square foot kind of rundown farmhouse last week. And then I shot tomorrow, actually, I'm shooting a 3,000 square foot lake home. So they're roughly going to be the same price in terms of photography. However, here's the difference. The farmhouse agent is only going to hire me for regular photography. The lake house agent's going to hire me for design photography, for a twilight drone and a cinematic video. So there's the difference right there. So yeah, and that's where having all these services that I'm offering is coming into play. And that's where I offer three different levels of photography. That's where that comes
from. That's what I was going to ask you based off what you literally just said a sentence ago, where in the lake house home, you're going to offer design photography. So do you offer these different levels of photography, for instance, which is another way of looking at tiered level pricing? Let's say hypothetically ambient only, flash photography and, or, you know, design photography look.
Yep. That's what I offer.
Oh, so you tier yourself in multiple ways by square footage.
That's and more by tiered what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Yep. So yeah, I cover tiered in every possible direction you can think of.
Sounds very complicated.
it does sound complicated when you try explaining it, but again, I don't ever have to explain this to people. When they go to my website, they simply just order what they need. So like if I were to, and I know people listening in their cars can't see this, so I'm just going to talk through what I'm doing. Like if I go to my website, I select the area where I'm going to be needing the photo shoot. I select the square footage. I can do up to 10,000 square feet. Let's just say I select up to 3,500 square feet. I hit next, and then I have three options. I can do design photography, multi-flash photography, or standard photography, which is basically just ambient. And it shows the three different prices. So what they'll see is they'll see standard photography, which is zero because there's no additional cost. In fact, let me back up. When they select the square footage, it tells them what the price of that square footage is, like the base price. And this kind of goes back to what Tacy was kind of doing. She just words it a different way, but I talked to her offline a little bit and we kind of do the same thing, but there's a base price just to show up. And then there's a additional price based on square footage or any other services they offer. So in my case, like a 3,500 square foot house is just with standard photography is, let me just double check, $260. I'm sorry, no. It's, I don't even have them memorized. Yeah, $260. And it basically says if you want to add flash photography, it's another $35. If you want to add design photography, it's another $200. Okay.
So allowing people to choose the look of the photography you're delivering to them as an add-on, essentially.
Exactly. And so they can see, I also have examples of what that type of photography looks like. So for example, I have a photo of a dining area that's just shot with standard photography, no flash, and then one right next to that with flash photography. And it shows them the difference. It's the same exact shot. I just use the ambient exposure. And then the design photography, I've got an example of what that looks like. And we all should know what design photography looks like. It's just more focused on the details of the home. And I'll clarify the design photography. I'm not doing this like an actual design shoot, like where I'm only going there and shooting 8 photos. It's a very condensed version of that. I'm spending maybe 2 to 3 hours at the house, and I'm shooting, it's like a standard real estate shoot, and then I'm going through and giving them maybe 5 to 10 extra photos that are more focused on the details of the home, okay? But I charge an extra $200 for that. Are you guys following me so far?
Are you finding a trend too? If you were to say, what are most people picking, most agents picking?
It depends on the agent and it depends on the home. Some agents, so I'm also the only photographer that I have that shoots with flash. And I basically say what photographer you're going to get depending on the level that you select. So if they select standard photography, it basically says for properties over 4,500 square feet, I'll come and shoot those. Otherwise, you're going to get the other guy. Okay.
How many guys do you have?
Right now I have one main guy, and then I have another guy who is probably just going to end up doing my editing right now, just because he doesn't have a whole lot of time. He just had a baby. But I have one main guy that shoots the majority of my listings for me now, which is really nice. So I'm more focusing on like the higher end listings or the listings where they want to use flash for them. Okay.
All right. So you're not essentially selling a different photographer or selling yourself. You're selling we just lost you there on the video side of things, Jordan. But you're essentially selling the type of photography itself versus the photographer.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Let me try to get me back here. My battery may have died.
That's it. The kiss of death.
So anyway, I'll throw my janky webcam on.
Yeah. So we apologize for all those that are not watching and listening that you're us ramble about his camera.
Screwing everything up here.
Yeah.
So there we go. A little fuzzy, but
that was a difference.
I know it's a huge difference.
Huge difference.
So anyway,
you're not good looking at all. Jeez.
I know I'm not. It's stupid
I feel
lighting.
So much better. Okay. Good. No, so, I like what you're saying. And again, because I've got to get my stride and get my clients massaged into accepting, doing everything. So I feel really good about this whole thing, but it's just like everybody I know is going to per image. And I've kind of got to go in that direction because I'm really, not fighting, but we're all trying to sell, and we all are given about the same product. But it's hard if one person was charging more than another person.
Well, maybe. Again, I think what the key for me was creating an online ordering system.
What is the platform that you're using?
Great question. I'm using a platform called Paperform. And Brian and I have gone back and forth a lot. Like Brian's also using a similar model to what I am in terms of the ordering system. But I'm using a system called Paperform. It's essentially just a form builder. It's an online form builder that you can embed into your website. And you can go through and you can customize it however you want. It's really simple to use. I created a whole video on the back end of it and how to set it up and everything on my YouTube channel. But the nice part about Paperform is that let me back up. It is kind of there's a learning curve on setting it up.
I can definitely attest to that. Yeah,
we talked for quite a while when you were getting yours set up, and I've also gone through a lot of time spent. But once it's there, I can't tell you how much my business has increased since just having an ordering system where the agent can see everything that I offer. They can make the decisions themselves. You can create upselling capabilities. So you can basically say, if so-and-so ordered regular photography, I can say, you basically just put conditional formatting in there. So I can basically say, if so-and-so ordered regular photography, before they exit, double check and make sure they don't want to use flash photography for $35 or more. And you can create upsell opportunities in there. And then that essentially redirects after they submit it. They also have to agree to my terms. So anytime they place an order, my terms are in there saying what the expectations are, right? And they have to say yes before they submit. So I'm covering a lot of things here. It's my sales manager, it's my administrative whatever, but because it's collecting those yeses on my terms, mm-hmm. And then it's bringing them right to my scheduler. I don't ever have to talk. There's some agents I haven't talked to in months because And I know that that may not be a good thing for relationships wise, but for me, I'm fortunate because I'm in a small town. I can maintain those relationships, but there's agents I haven't seen in months, but I've shot houses for them every single week because I don't need to talk to them.
Is this like a widget that you add on to a WordPress site, or what's
no? This? It's a separate website, and you create a form, and then it'll generate an embed code for you, and then you just embed that form into your website. Mm-hmm. So in your case, Rich, like I'm looking at your website right now, you have a whole pricing section.
It's terrible. No,
I'm not critiquing it. I'm just saying you have a pricing section, but imagine them just seeing. Being able to order a shoot right there. That's what we're
clicking
talking about.
On the price and just ordering. And let me clarify a few things because, you know, with Paperform, when people are placing these orders with you, there's a couple of things because I know we have a very similar workflow on our back end. First, people are not actually paying for the order up front. I know I don't do that. I don't think you do that either.
I don't.
But it's just essentially I get an email with the order of what they want. And what it does is it redirects them after they place an order to my calendar and they can go and actually schedule a slot with me based on my calendar. So it's pretty neat workflow and hands off. I mean, for me, and you know, I don't want to make this a episode about Paperform, but for me, the thing that sold me was the conditional logic. And for people that are not so familiar with conditional logic, as Jordan just mentioned briefly, what it does is it allows, you know, in layman's terms, it allows specific options or add-ons to populate based on the original selection you made. So for instance, in, you know, on my order form, I have photography, video, and drone. So if someone chooses photography, only my photography add-ons will pop up. If someone chooses drone, all my drone options will pop up based on what they choose. So yeah. it allowed me to basically narrow in and offer upsells just on what they were looking for and not other things that they might not be interested in to simplify it. So yeah, it's a pretty neat process and definitely the way to go.
Now, for those who do take payments up front, you can enable that. You can take payments through there. So depending on your business model, if you do a per image model, you can set up payments through there or invoicing. So just for clarification, that option is in there.
All right, cool. So let's get back to the topic at hand a little bit, because we all seem to have a little bit of different models, and I know we're running short on time over here. So let me ask you your opinion on this, Jordan. For someone who's, I guess, relatively new and they're trying to figure out what model works best for them, what kind of thought process do they have to go through? What do they have to look for to try to figure out, will this model work for me? Will that model work for me? Is this a better option for me?
Well, I think fundamentally, you should not sell anything that you don't believe in.
I'm agreeing with you.
if you're an $80 photographer or $75 photographer, you should probably go charge $75 and you're going to piss everybody else off. But you know, if you're a $75 photographer trying to charge $150, you're doing more damage than anything for not only for the industry, but for your own business. So I think first and foremost, you need to like believe in what you're doing and believe it's worth. I think that the formula that, I think Larry came up with or whoever that was, the furnace repair formula. Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember that? It's basically where you take the average cost of a furnace repair visit in your area. And you multiply it by like 1.7, and that should be your starting rate or your average, your median rate. For me in my area, that ended up being around $150. So that's where I started my initial business at. I started at $150 for up to 3,000 square feet. So that's a good rule of thumb. And I think if you can get behind that and you can understand the psychology behind that and you can believe that, hey, yeah, this service is worth that much, then that's a good place to start using that kind of formula. For me, it's gotten to the point where it's like, I know that what I do is valuable, so I've been able to increase my prices more. Also, the market's going to tell you whether or not you need to increase your prices because the busier you get, the more value you're obviously adding. So you can get to a point where it's a supply and demand issue. You only have so much time as your supply, and if the demand is increasing, you've got it. You can't really do anything except for increase your prices. So, does that answer the question?
Yeah, I mean that answers my question as far as what you know, people should look to charge, but I mean, even more specifically model, if someone's just getting into this and they're unsure, should I go square foot? Should I charge per image or, you know, like I do, instead of an actual per image, a bulk image package, like 20 images, or do I just get better at flash and then offer a cheap, you know, ambient only or more expensive flash tier? What's the best way to, I guess, combat those issues? Or is it, you know, seek out your competition, see what they're doing, either try something different or go along for the ride with what's working, or try everything and see what works best for you?
Well, I would, okay, there's a couple things that I
would. And there's no wrong or right answer.
There's not. But there. I think there's a good way of looking at things when you're making that decision. I think, yeah, you should kind of just look and see what your competition's doing so you don't step on any toes. And again, going, like, once you have that confidence and that comfort level of actually selling your services, you have to kind of ask yourself, well, what makes the most sense for my market, for the people that I'm going to be working with, for the people that I'm going to be serving? Like, are they so conditioned to do per image that that's where you need to kind of fall in line and just do that, or else you'll just be stepping on toes? Maybe. In my case, I didn't have any competition when I started, so I was able to kind of set the rules. A lot of people are in larger markets where there's already established businesses, so I would highly suggest, especially if you're newer, look and see what everybody else is doing. Don't step on any toes. If the competition is friendly in the area, just call them and have some conversations, you know. I would also suggest talking to the agents, just saying, hey, you know, how comfortable are you with how you're paying for real estate photography now? Like, are you comfortable paying per image? Are you comfortable paying for this? Are you comfortable paying where, you know, if it's an extra 1,000 square feet, you're going to be paying more? You know, you just have to have those conversations, and, you know, you're eventually going to determine what's going to make more sense. For me, again, I go back to the value thing. I think if they're going to be making more money potentially because of the photos that I've taken, you know, I can demand a higher price for that because there's more value in those photos. Mm-hmm. But again, I was able to condition my market to think that way. Not everybody is in that position. So I'm pretty fortunate where I'm at. And again, I don't think that's the right way. It's just my way. It's just the way I've decided to do it. And it's the way I look at it.
Yeah, sure. I want to say one thing, and this is especially for the people that are getting into this. And lately we've had a lot of conversations. We always have conversations in the groups and people I talk to about, people contacting me all the time about how much do I charge. And it's not apples to apples. Be really careful when you ask people, what should I charge, when you're figuring it out, because there's so many variables. It's your, where are you? It is your area. It is your competition. It is the ability, your ability, how good is your photography? Things like that. So it's really never fair to ask about pricing to, you know, a general public and take that. You really got to just take little bits and pieces and figure out what works for you. And I love, Jordan, that you had mentioned, you know, you can have a good conversation with your agents, because it's all part of, I call it training your agents or massaging your agents to work, you know, so it works in your favor. And there's a lot of little tips and tricks to knowing how to do that. And it helps once you get better at what you're doing and you know how to, you talk with command and people go, oh, he knows what he's talking about. So I think that's really important. But, you know, whatever we're saying here between the three of us, take it with a grain of salt. It may not be working for you. So, you know, these are just ideas.
Yeah. And I don't think anybody should ever say charge this. Like I totally agree with you. I think it's more about how to think about pricing. And once you understand how to think about pricing, then you can make a more informed decision. So I think having conversations like this, where you're talking about what's the psychology behind the pricing conversation, you know, that will help people who are trying to figure this out, if they can think that. But unfortunately, a lot of people just kind of want to jump into it. They don't want to stop and think and analyze and think 3 to 5 years down the road. Especially if you start off at a low price, you know, it's going to be really hard for you to increase your prices down the road. So you really need to put a lot of thought into it up front.
Well, that's the problem. If you start too low, even 2 years down the road with price increases, you're not, you know, you're still low. So
yeah,
it's very hard to get to that level. So, yep. All right. But I know we're running low on time. So Jordan, we want to thank you for coming on again. This was definitely insightful with a couple of different ways you like to charge and, you know, Rich, you do your own thing, I do my own thing. And, you know, that kind of just goes to show you that there's no rule of thumb for anything. It's, you know, whatever works for your market, for, like you said, Rich, for your skill level, and everything else just kind of culminates into what works for your business. And if you see it's not working, change it up.
Yeah.
All right, Jordan. Well, it's been a pleasure as always.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate you guys having me on again.
Again, what's your website, Jordan? Because I definitely want to go right after we talk, and I want to see that that online form and all of that you offer.
Yeah. So before I say my website, can I just put one request? You guys do not submit orders on my website, because every time I tell people what my website is, I get flooded with orders because they want to see this paper form thing. So
I'm going to submit.
Go all the way to the point where you hit submit and just don't hit submit. If you do, it's fine. It's annoying. So
I'm going to look up an address in your town and submit an order for like a 10,000 square foot house. So you're going to get it tonight. And you're going to be jumping. You're going to be like, $1,000 order.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, all you got to do, my website's mnhometours.com, which is M as in Mary, M as in Nancy, Home Tours. And then you can kind of see everything there. It's going to look kind of confusing because you're not going to see photos of houses, but it's very much a real estate photography business. If you guys want to see I started doing a YouTube channel at the beginning of the year. Every week it's more business focused and not so much technique focused. So I'm trying to like put out weekly business type tips around this business. So there is a video I made around that paper form system. And I think there's a video I made at some point about pricing. So if you guys want to check it out, it's just Jordan Powers Left the Vowels.
Yeah, we'll link to them also in the show notes.
So yeah, that's it.
All right, cool. Rich?
Yeah, right on. Great stuff. Thanks a lot. Yeah. And I just, as always, want to say to everybody out there in podcast land, be sure to subscribe to Shooting Spaces. Go check out our blog, our educational site at shootingspaces.net. And we have so many things to offer and really looking forward to. We have upcoming webinars. So we did the one on Twilight Photography Edit. And we've got a couple of other ones that I don't want to spoil it for you, but keep an eye out for those coming up in the next month or so. And what do we want to do? Ask the guys. If you have any questions, please ask us, because that's kind of how it generated this podcast, where we did elongated explanation of tiered pricing and pricing in general. So that stems off of an Ask the Guys. So get out there and do Ask the Guys on shootingspacespodcast.com.
Sounds good. And to quote the one and only Rich Baum, go out there and shoot some spaces.
Darn it. Shoot some spaces, Jim. Okay. Thanks a lot, guys. And we'll see you and talk to you on the next one.
This episode of Shooting Spaces has been brought to you by HDPhotoHub.com, helping your real estate photography business grow and stay on the cutting edge. Just upload your photos and your clients get a property website, social media flyers, and videos all automatically. Register today at HDPhotoHub.com using referral code SHOOTINGSPACES to get your first property marketing kit absolutely free. HD Photo Hub is where great photos become a powerful marketing kit. Again, that's HDPhotoHub.com.
This has been Shooting Spaces. For more episodes, visit shootingspacespodcast.com and visit our education site at shootingspaces.net.